Hello, this is Avery Pilat with the University of Wisconsin Archives. Today's date is October 26th, 2017, and I am here with Carl Shinazi, who is going to be talking about his experience in the Dow demonstrations of 1967. All right, Carl, if you feel ready, feel free to tell the story of the events that transpired that day and your recollection of them.
Okay, thank you, Avery.
Thank you.
My name is Carl Shinazi, and I participated in the demonstration against the Dow Chemical Company on October 18th, 1967. That was a long time ago now. It's been 50 years, and it's not often that I revisit that moment. However, over the years, it has been something that I have remembered, and clearly it was a moment that, when it did happen, influenced the rest of my life. It was a cool day, October 18th, as I remember it, and we gathered on, I believe it was Bascom Hill, and Evan Stark and a student named Billy Simons, I believe, spoke to us. They told us that we were going to go down to the Commerce Building and sit in to demonstrate against Dow, because Dow was distributing napalm, which we were at that time all aware of and very against because of the disastrous effects it had on the Vietnam people. So this in part was a small part of the many demonstrations that were taking place against the Vietnam War at that time. It might be instructive to say that the campus was well divided amongst the students, pro-Vietnam War and anti-Vietnam War, and there was a lot of tension on the campus. Well, we marched down to the Commerce Building and gathered inside, and as it was somewhat later in the morning, as I remember it, and as time passed, more students filtered in until the hallway became very, very crowded. It was difficult to move, and we were all wondering what was going to happen. We had a sense, we were informed that the police might come, but there wasn't a certainty about that when we first gathered. But as time passed and we spoke amongst ourselves, it became apparent that police were going to be there and to try and remove us. When the police arrived, they informed us that they would like us to leave. And in fact, a few people did get up and leave, but the majority of students remained. After what seemed quite a while, the police finally came in to remove the students. I was sitting near the front of the doors of the Commerce Building and was one of the first students dragged out. Two policemen lifted me up, one by the legs and one by the shoulders and around my neck, and proceeded to take me outside of the building. And as they did so, the policeman who had me around the shoulders and neck began to beat me severely with his nightstick or his billy club. And finally, they dumped me outside. I was bleeding and dazed and quite scared. After they dumped me outside, my next recollection was being carted off to the University Hospital in something that I remember as like a golf cart. The doctors sewed up the wound in my head with, I believe, 7 stitches, and I proceeded on. I went home that day and just lay in bed in disbelief at what had happened. One curious thing occurred to me personally. The next day, the Daily Cardinal ran an article about the demonstration, and there was a picture of me in the center of the newspaper, and it showed me wandering around, clearly dazed and confused. But I have absolutely no recollection of that moment. I must have been in shock. It seemed to me that, from what I remember, I was beaten and then taken away. But there was, from the picture, there was clearly some time that elapsed before I was carted away. I remember somebody helping me into the cart to take me away. And of course, for days afterwards, the talk amongst us was about the brutality of the police and the confusion that occurred during their entrance and during the demonstration. As far as I can remember, that was about it. So Avery, I'll turn it back over to you if you have any questions.
Of course, I apologize for, I have a slight cough going on, but I did want to ask, were you involved in any other aspects of campus activism during this period, or?
Yeah.
Okay, fabulous. If you wouldn't mind elaborating a little more on the types of activism, what groups you were maybe associated with, or different protests or demonstrations that you might have attended.
Well, I was a member of the Students for a Democratic Society and the Wisconsin Draft Resistance Union. And during that time, participated in several, it's very difficult at this long removed to remember how many, when demonstrations occurred, I was usually on campus in particular. I often participated in them.
That's so interesting to me. There's a lot of campus activism going on here right now as well with the current situations in the United States and in Wisconsin. So I find it really interesting to hear about the parallels in the different demonstrations and protests.
Well, I expect this moment in our history in a lot of ways parallels what was happening 50 years ago, unfortunately.
Yes, it definitely does, and I've been involved in some campus activism too, so I find it really, really fascinating to hear the stories of people who have been there, and it's really heart-wrenching to hear about the, you know, some of the events that transpired, especially with the violence on campus, but it's so important that we document all of this. And I had another question, which was, how did the Dow demonstrations influence the rest of your time as a student at UW and on the campus here?
Well, I did become more involved politically and actively, both on campus and later after I left in demonstrating and against the war in Vietnam. And certainly, I don't know that I was that politically motivated before the Dow demonstration, although certainly I was. But after the demonstration, after seeing what happened and after being beaten by the police, I became more involved in the anti-war movement.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Let me add one more thing, though.
Of course.
As the years progressed and after the war ended, my involvement in political activity, as did many other students, decreased. And now it's been 50 years since that demonstration, and I have again not revisited it too often, and I'm sorry that my memories aren't more distinct and clear about that time.
No need to apologize at all. It was you spoke very well, and we really appreciate that you were able to share this story. That's probably, well, it's obviously very distant, and it's probably quite painful to share too. So we're very grateful for you for sharing this with us as part of our campus history, as part of American history, and it's a very, very special thing that you were able to call us and do this interview. So I just want to ask quickly, do you have any final thoughts, anything else to share with us, any clarifications?
The only thing I will add is that the state of confusion that occurred once the police came in was tremendous. There were people running around and screaming and yelling and just running this way and that, and nobody knew exactly what to do. It did seem as the police, because I was in the front, near the front of the doorways, it did seem that the police came into the building with some kind of plan. And as I remember it, they did seem to come in and form some kind of gauntlet. That's what I remember. They seemed to form some kind of a gauntlet and drag us out and just swing their clubs and hit people indiscriminately. That's the only thing I'd like to add.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
And, well, thank you for conducting this project, and I hope it's successful, and I hope other people contact you, Avery, with somewhat more detail and more distinct memories than my own.
Of course, no worries to it. It was a wonderful narrative of the story, so I really appreciate it, and I thank you. So that'll be a wrap for this interview.
Okay, well, call me again. I look for, where can I access?